Welcome to what has become this podcast where we review things and talk like podcasts do. I'm Will.
Yeah.
And my co-host is Lauren.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And we're here to talk.
Yeah. We're here to rant.
Oh, yeah.
About how they ruined Ben 10. My childhood fave.
First of all, we'll just say it now. The podcast will no longer be a weekly podcast. If you follow us on Twitter, what I suspect one, it's going to become a bi-weekly podcast. That doesn't mean two pods a week, it means every other week.
Fortnightly, one might say.
Well, yeah.
I don't like saying fortnightly, yeah. But you
Fortnite.
Know. Yes. Video game. No. I didn't even realize. I just said Fortnite, and I was like, "Yeah, Fortnite."
Yeah, you're
like, yeah.
What do you think of me?
Oh dear.
But yeah, we just thought we got like the academic year coming up, so there'll be less time available and stuff. So we'll be getting back in. We'll have to be busy with that. So we're just. So if anything seems like just more out of date than usual. It's because we're out of date. Because we're not like at all up to date.
We don't even try, honestly, yeah, do we anymore? We gave up on trying to be like relevant to the, you know, current times.
Do you know what? I just don't get how people do it. Like, they talk about a trailer. How do you talk about a trailer for like 10 minutes?
No, I can't.
You go. I just go.
I could make fun of a trailer for 10 minutes, but like I couldn't seriously like sit down and like. Talk about it properly.
Like, let's break it down. How about there's finite time on this earth, and I don't want to spend it discussing the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't really. The trailers are like they're like crack, I guess. Just a little bit of it. It's not. It's well, actually, a better example is like it's like Jelly Bean. It's like what I said last week.
No, yeah. I like crack better.
I'm sure you do.
God.
It's just a little sniff of what's going on. And it's like, yeah. I mean, trailers are very deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a good trailer, an awful film. I'll tell the trailer in a great film.
That's true.
It's true. So yeah, we'll be doing it every week for the foreseeable future. And it's possible it's going to be like a hiatus once the backlog runs out. But we've got quite a big... We're going to make a big backlog. And we've got the next week... Not next week. The week after this one is going to be the sequel trilogy where me, Joel and Joe, we all talked about the sequel trilogy of Star Wars. Because, you know, we did Revenge of the Sith... So obviously the next best thing to do is do a sequel trilogy.
Of course.
Yeah. And I'm in a really weird state in it, so enjoy that. I say it's alright a lot, and I insult Joel a lot, so enjoy that.
I see. Isn't that just how you normally are?
Pretty much.
Nice.
But on a more lighthearted note, we're going to, and then we just insulted Joel. We're going to talk about some animated series, because last week we talked about animated films. No, we didn't. It wasn't last week.
Oh.
What?
What?
Was it? No, it's the week before.
Recently.
Recently.
We talked
oh
about
my God.
This.
Last week we talked about Fall Guys. That's the only time we've been up to date with it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh my God. What has this become? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're just going to talk about animated series.
Yes.
I mean, the obvious... It's like, there's anime?
I feel like anime is its own
it is,
thing.
Yeah,
like, sure. People don't normally, like, class anime stuff in just the animated series, like, bracket. It tends to be, like, its own bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a lot of it, so I feel like it could be its own genre that we talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, we have spoken about it with Joe.
We have, yeah.
So, yeah, I think we're mainly thinking about Western... animation,
yeah.
Mostly, I guess. I don't know. A lot of childhood stuff, like Ben 10. We mentioned earlier.
Ben 10. We should talk about Ben 10.
The OG Ben 10 was literally like my jam.
It was pretty good when I watched it. I don't know Hell anything yeah. about it.
I rewatched it when I was about 14, and I still liked it. I still thought it was fun.
Was that the age where you're like, it's not cool to watch this, but I will watch it?
Yeah, basically. It was the age of, I feel like I'm way too old for, like, Disney XD, but, like, it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah watches normal Disney Channel, so, like, my little sister watches normal Disney Channel, so I was like, can I get away with just switching it to XD and watching the old Ben 10 reruns? We don't talk about the reboots.
Oh, yeah, we're just talking about Ben 10 2005.
Yes.
Apparently,
just Ben 10.
I don't think I've ever seen it in chronological order, because I think a lot of the time when it's aired, you just see, like, the episodes, but, like, I don't know, they're all in, like, because they keep rerunning them.
Yeah, true.
And, like, you just see different orders, and, like, you don't really know what's going on, but, you know, it's Ben 10. It's super, super cool.
It's Ben 10, isn't it?
It's Ben 10!
He's just doing Ben 10 things.
Yeah. So what makes Ben 10 2005 better than the older reboots?
I don't like change. I'll be honest. I used to read a lot of comics. Like, I used to read this one run of, like, Spider-Man comics back in the day, and then one day I went to read the next one and they changed the artist for the comic, and I nearly stopped reading it altogether because I'd gone, like, 80 issues with the same artist, like, with the same art style, and then they changed it and the art style was bad, and I, like, nearly just didn't read anymore because of that. And basically it's a very similar thing here where they changed everyone who was in the show or did the show. Like, they changed the art style of the show, like the appearance of everything, and they changed all the voice actors, so they didn't sound the same, and they didn't look the same, and it just wasn't the same. And, like, I don't know. And then they added a shit ton more aliens. I was like, he's Ben 10, not Ben 10,000, even though Ben 10,000 was a thing. But you know what I mean? It got too complicated. I don't know, it was supposed to, like, be a slightly more grown-up version, but, like, nah.
Did it? Nah, I think it tried to keep with, like, the age of, like, the people that originally watched it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because it, like, grew up in every, like, sequel series.
Yeah.
I've simply Googled, like, animated series.
Yeah, so...
And, like, I didn't even know these series existed. Like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't even... apparently, there's a Fast and Furious animated series.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it came out last year, and it was on Netflix. I didn't even know about this stuff. It's just... You know, kids these days, they got so much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, there are quite a few shows like that I was very much into. Like, a lot of the Marvel animated ones I was into.
Yeah.
Avengers Assemble was good. I liked the old X-Men stuff.
Was the Avengers Assemble where it was like Ant-Man, Wasp, Hulk?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The one from 2013. So yeah, that was around the same time that I started watching Ben 10 again, was because I was on Disney XD watching Marvel's Avengers Assemble. And then they did another thing, but they changed the name of it. I don't remember. They basically kept, like, just making the same show, but with different names. I'm just going to look at Disney XD shows now. Although there were some I hated
A few adult animated series, though, isn't there?
There are.
There's the Harley Quinn one, which people say.
Yeah, I wanted to watch that. But I forgot it came out.
I don't know. I don't think I care.
Fair. I just want me some Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. Like.
Blah, 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 blah.
No. not like. I don't want to literally see that. I just want them to be in a relationship that is cool. And they are. So, like, you know.
There was. I forgot. It was like. It's Kung Fu Panda.
Oh my god, yeah.
TV series. It's like, I think there's been at least two, just from, like, looking at it now. Which is, I don't think it's got...
Sorry, that was the original my cat.
Oh, sorry. I don't think it's got the original cast, though.
No, yeah.
Which is weird, but yeah.
Damn. current I'm looking at the current programming for Disney XD. Mm-hmm. They're still airing Spider-Man. Which, yeah, and Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, yeah. Phineas and Ferb is just a classic, though, isn't it?
Also, Pokemon. That was a series. I know that's anime, but, like, you know, that's a, you know, worldwide thing.
Mm-hmm. Which Pokemon did you watch?
I don't think I really remember, like I watched it when Dawn was in it. I think that was when I first remember actually watching it, like, mm-hmm. myself, rather than, like, other people watch, like, it just being on or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when that season was out, but, like, yeah. And then I got, like, more into it. Like, I got all the movies. I had a few on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember watching Black and White and stuff like that, but then I think after that I kind of lost the plot with it. I felt like I was a little old.
Yeah, I think I watched the one with, like, May and Dawn. But I think I watched maybe a few after that, but I think I got old too, like, I just grew out of it. Well, I got too old for it, but I grew out of it, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few callbacks to previous pods. Transformers Prime, Alice came on the pod and reviewed that. Love, Death and Robots, Joel did it on it, like, the second episode, he reviewed that.
Yeah, I remember. Oh my god, I didn't realise some of these shows came out, so, oh my god. I'm looking at the Marvel comics ones.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, there was Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, which is, like, 2010 to 2013, and I remember that, because that was, like, the Avengers one.
Uh-huh.
And then they did Avengers Assemble, which was, like, the follow-up to that, which started in 2013. That only ended last year.
It ended last year?
Yeah. I didn't realise it went on for so long. And then there was Ultimate Spider-Man, which was, like, a 2012 to 2017 mm-hmm. thing that I remember watching a lot of. And I think Ultimate Spider-Man was the series of comics that I was reading, so I already knew what was happening because I'd watched the kids show. So I was like, basically these TV shows gave me, like, everything I needed to know for the Marvel Cinematic Universe as well, because mm-hmm. like I used to go, yeah, I'd go to the cinema to see, like, Iron Man 2, and I'd be like, bitch, I know exactly who the Mandarin is, like, and then they didn't do that because they made him a stupid actor or some shit, and I was like, why have you ruined him? Could have been cool. But like that, and oh my god, the terrible, it was like 3D, it was like CGI animation, Iron Man, oh my god, what was it called?
Oh yeah, I remember.
It's on Netflix, and I used to watch that a lot. It was fucked up, it was like a teenager, but it was like, they tried to assassinate him and his dad, and that's how he got the arc reactor, but he lives, basically, like, Rhodey is still his friend, and Pepper, but Pepper's like a weird annoying child in this instead of just, you know, like, she's smart, but, like, you know, she's not like
Iron Man Armored Adventure.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah,
and it just was, it was kind of fucked up that all this was happening to a teenager, because it had almost all the same, like, villains and stuff, and they were all adults, like, fucking up this teenager. It was very dramatic. I liked that a lot.
That's very strange, but
I'm
gonna
teenager. Have to try and let my cat out. Because it's not going to stop. That was a lot of cat noises for that entire segment. I apologize.
Sorry.
He doesn't normally do that. And he just wouldn't stop. He was under my desk. So I didn't realize,
like,
it.
You just grab his tail, swing him out.
Yep, that's exactly what I did.
Just like shot put.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's been a lot of Marvel animated shows I've forgotten about.
Yeah. A lot of X-Men things.
I don't think I've watched the X-Men ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, yeah, I think I,
when they put the old X-Men series on Netflix, I just kind of watched, I used to watch it before I went to school, like, mm-hmm. on my phone. I'd, like, watch it in the car, because you could just about fit, like, a 20-minute episode in, like, in the kind of travel time before I got to, like, secondary school.
Yeah.
I used to do that with, like, tons of shows, like Teen Wolf as well, which was decidedly longer episodes. I don't know how I managed to do that for so long.
That's impressive. Mm. I remember that weird, I think it looks weird. I just looked it up, that animated Iron Man series, the CGI one.
Yeah.
I think it looks real weird.
It just looked really, it was like a really weird mix, because it was like, yeah, like CGI, but like they had like comic but lines like drawn on them,
mm-hmm.
but not in a good Into the Spider-Verse way.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a, I guess it was like a very, very early concept version of Into the Spider-Verse, but, like, you know, like a good decade
nearly
older, like, yeah, you know. I don't watch many, like, adult animated things. I tend to find the art style, like, just disgusting to look at. Like, just offensive to the eyes. Yeah. Like, everyone's always like, watch Big Mouth. I'm like, I can't bring myself to punish my eyes like that. And, like, just all of them. Like, the only ones I don't mind are, like, the you know, like, Simpsons-style ones, like Futurama. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind Disenchantment, but I didn't watch season two. I wasn't that into it. I just watched it because my friend was watching it with me.
Yeah.
Not many adult ones, I don't know,
visually appealing. This first discussion part, because we both, all three of us agreed that we were really into adult animated series. Like,
yeah.
I'm not into Family Guy or anything like that.
No, I hate Family Guy and, like, American Dad and all that kind of shit. Like, the late night crap. Like, ugh. It's just bad.
It feels bad. I feel like brain dies every time watch.
Yeah.
Maybe, there's probably some very good ones.
It just reminds me of, like, being over at a friend's house and then they fall asleep before you at a sleepover, but they leave the TV on and you don't know how to turn the TV off because you can't find the remote and it's dark and you don't want to wake them up. So then you have to sit and just, all you can hear is fucking awful racist jokes on Family Guy or some shit, and you just sat there like, oh, kill me. Like South Park and that kind of shit. Like, I don't know how.
I'm glad I didn't ever watch
I don't know South why people Park. Like this.
Yeah.
It just. Like, I'm sorry if people like it, but it just stinks.
I'm not.
It ain't me.
No, I don't know. I don't really see the attraction. I guess I'm not that. I guess I'm not that into animated series in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think there's any I watch nowadays. Nah. I don't know. I don't particularly. I'm not interested in, like, BoJack Horseman or anything like that.
I think that's probably maybe the only one I would, like, actually watch, just because the art isn't awful. You know what I mean? And it has like, bits I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. But, you know.
But, like, yeah.
Animated series. I'm alright.
I just, yeah, what can I say? I don't find offensive humor funny. I don't think it's really, I don't think it should be a type of humor at all. Like, I don't mind black comedy, like, you know, that shit's funny, but, like, just straight up, like, weird, like borderline racism stuff that seems to be in a lot of adult cartoons, just, nah. I can't deal with that. It's bad. Yeah. No fun.
No fun. Oof. I saw a tweet saying,
Anyone
rip off their mask off when they get in the car, like they just finished a disappointing surgery on Grey's Anatomy.
Classic.
Grey's Anatomy! Gotta love it. I hate it.
Oh, yes.
Or Shonda Rhimes will kill you.
I know.
What's should we finish on, like, what was, like, a real good animated series for you?
Oh, shit.
I don't actually know.
You actually have one, I see. I mean, everybody knows this. Like, yeah, Avatar The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't spoken about it because we've kind of talked about it before and I'm probably going to rewatch the whole thing and talk about it properly. But, like, yes, very good all-rounder. It's funny. It's adorable. Really, really, really good animation and, like, action sequences stuff. Just really, really good. And, yeah, still enjoy it as much as, like, when I watched it for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I remember, like, I don't think I watched a lot of these. I mean, I probably watched some of Marvel things and some Batman things.
Mm-hmm.
I think one that sticks to mind is, like, Phoenix and Ferb. That was an absolute classic. I can't tell you what happened in any of this stuff.
The songs slap. I literally watched all Phineas and Ferb songs ranked video. It was literally like more than 100 songs. And I was like, how do I remember so many of these? Why are they so good?
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I don't remember it. I don't actually remember what it is. I just remember thinking this is great shenanigans. I like the intro.
Yeah.
Play the intro again.
Have to like what? Oh my god, we did in music for music GCSE. So like not even just pissing about music, like music for an actual qualification.
Uh-huh.
We had to do a group performance, and the only thing we could convince everybody to work together on was the Phineas and Ferb theme song.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that for part of our grade. classic. Sometimes you just gotta. That's a good tune.
That's the thing. People are really into the like Star Wars, the Clone Wars.
Oh yeah.
And Star Wars Rebels, because they've like got good reviews and like. Overall, yeah. From like all age grievances, I think they said in the first few seasons of like, I don't know how many seasons, for the like Clone Wars is a bit naff, but then apparently it gets real good, mm-hmm. And like the people have been saying how great because Disney Plus they premiered like because it got cancelled just before it's going to finish properly, and they rebooted it for one last season, and apparently that was real good, but I don't know. So I've watched some of it, but I haven't watched much of it. Stuff happens in it. Some lights out.
Yes.
But yeah. Well, Lauren, what will you be talking about today?
Okay, yeah, I'm going first. For the first time in like a really long time.
Lauren just pushed, we're on a diving board, and I'm like, everyone's like, oh, where's going to go with us? And Lauren just cheats. She's just...
Yeah, totes. I just miraculously get over my fear of heights and just eat.
Well, you know, if you jump off, you get closer to the ground.
You're right. I really like water, so, you know, I'll just dive right in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna talk about the Umbrella Academy. Once again, like, a bit too late to be completely irrelevant, although season 2 came out very recently.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be talking about season 2 because I haven't seen it yet.
I
binged
review.
Season 1.
Yeah.
Like, in, like, less than 2 days, so, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta cut me some slack. I'll get through it.
Is that, like, 10 episodes? Or is it...
Yes, there is 10 episodes.
10 episodes, an hour each?
Yeah, roundabouts. I think they're... Anywhere from like 40 minutes to an hour, mostly an hour, I think.
Do you like that kind of format?
Yeah, I tend to like my kind of longer episodes because I feel like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I have like shorter episodes, they just don't. I don't know how to describe it.
They don't. Sometimes it's not as impactful.
Yeah, and it just like they either try and like either they'll plan out like a few episodes to do a little like arc over. Or they'll just try and do everything like in a self-contained 20-minute thing, which doesn't give a lot of time for development. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like buying longer episodes because I think you just get more into it because mm-hmm. you're not, you know, broken up by like end credit music or like title things. Especially on like Netflix where it just kind of
like in Netflix as well. It's different, isn't it? Because
yeah, I can skip the like intro bit if I want, and skip straight to the next episode. So yeah, basically it becomes like a 10-hour movie.
Yeah. And they're not made for like, because when they make things that they like broadcast, they like mm-hmm. they're made into like snippets, are they? Because they're adverts.
Yeah.
I
much prefer the Netflix format. I kind of like the Netflix format of just them uploading the whole season at once.
Yeah.
I mean, it does make it harder to avoid. Spoilers, obviously, because some people just sit and watch the whole thing and immediately start tweeting.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It's nice to be able to decide at what pace you want to consume the story.
Because,
like, I tend to wait for TV shows to come out in their entirety before I watch them. Mm-hmm. So this kind of feeds into that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it came out last year, season 1. And I've read some stuff that originally it was going to be a film, like in 2011 they started kind of, thinking about a film adaptation, but then they kind of realised it would be a lot better as a series just because of the way, like, you know, comic movies do well, but mm-hmm. like sometimes, you know, a lot has to be cut out to
Everything
make a movie.
Seems to start, I'm not, this is a very, very wild statement, but I'm saying mm-hmm. a lot of things, they go immediately, let's make, yeah, movie. I'm like,
yeah,
it's not, and then they realize like that's a dumb decision.
Yeah, I think it would have been really... I can't even think about what a movie version of this would have been. Because mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, like, what would they cut? What would they keep? Certainly, the characters would not have been as developed as they were by the end of the first season. Like, some of the characters who were, like, characters I couldn't care less about in the first few episodes became, like, my top characters by the end, which mm-hmm. I think is a mark of a good series. But yeah, so they shelved it for quite a few years, because, yeah, definitely better suited to, like, long-form media stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's based on the comics written by Gerard Way, my boy, the ex-lead singer of My Chemical Romance. What a guy. So it's kind of, it has a weird premise. Like, the premise is that on the, like, 1st of October in 1989, 43 women from just all across the world just gave birth to babies that they were not pregnant with. Like, none of them were pregnant at the beginning of the day. And then they just gave birth, which is every person with a uterus's worst nightmare. Nobody wants to be Virgin Mary. Nobody wants that. Like, that's just... Well, I was like, wow, that's literally the worst. But yeah, so there's 43 weird babies. And then this weird, eccentric old man just goes around the world and offers to buy the children off of the mother.
Sounds normal.
He ends up getting 7 of them, which I think is that's quite a lot. You know?
How much is the offer? Crazy.
I don't know. Probably a lot. He's very rich.
Oh, is he?
But yeah, so he just straight up buys these babies off them, mm-hmm. and then, like, just adopts them. Well, he doesn't really adopt them, he just buys them.
Sounds like
Yeah. And then he gives them all numbers instead of names, which is a bit... It's kind of fucked up. He numbers them 1 to 7 based on their usefulness, which is also fucked up. But yeah, so, like, all the kids end up having superpowers, basically. And so, yeah, he literally ranks them 1 to 7 based on how good he thinks their powers are, which is pretty rude.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the show kind of takes place. I don't remember how many years. I don't know how old the characters are supposed to be. But they're, like, you know, at least, like, mid-20s, maybe late-20s. I don't know. Considering they're all supposed to be born on the exact same day. Like, they all look, like, wildly different ages. It's a little I don't know. It's a bit confusing when you suddenly remember they're all exactly the same age, like, to the minute. But yeah, so this old guy buys all these kids and then raises them to kind of be a superhero team. But it's just, yeah, shitty childhood for all of them. There's a lot of, like, there's a lot of family drama in this series, because it starts at the beginning with them all finding out that their father, the weird old guy, has died. So they all, like, come back together for the funeral. But they're the most dysfunctional family ever. They're all just man babies, you know what I mean? Where they're just, I don't know, emotionally stunted. And, like, just, I don't know. Just, they weren't raised well, which is obvious, because, like, we know what happened. But, like, yeah, the most amount of family drama I've probably seen in, like, something that wasn't a sitcom happens in this. There's also a lot of very, very cool action scenes. I like those a lot.
Uh-huh.
There's some time travel, because why not? Why not have time travel? But then there's also some somewhat predictable twists, where basically if you've seen any superhero movie or read any comics before, you could probably guess the majority of the twists in the show. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I don't, you know, some of them do kind of catch you off guard just because there's so many layers to it. But then, like, the main ones, you're like, oh, yeah, something's up with this person, 100%. But yeah, so for the things that I liked, I really like the cast. They have, like, just a really good range of people in it. Like, there's some people I'm familiar with, like, obviously Ellen Page.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are familiar with her, and she does very good. And then there's also, like, Tom Hopper, who... was in Merlin, which is the only other thing I've seen him in, but he's been in quite a lot of other things. He was Percival in Merlin, mm-hmm. and he's kind of typecast as a very big, strong guy. He gets to do a lot more speaking in this, and I actually really like him. I like his character, and I like him as an actor. And then there's just a lot of other people. Like, I can't read all their names out, because obviously there's, like, 7 main characters, almost. But yeah, there's a really, really good cast. I think they work really well together. I like the dynamic. I like their acting, first of all, like, you know, most of all. And they do some really good performances of some, like, quite complicated characters. They have a lot, there's, like, a lot going on. But yeah, like I said, some of them, like, their characters changed so much just within 10 or so episodes that they went from least favourite to most favourite, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Which I think, yeah, mostly because of how good the cast was. They really pulled that shit off. He's my favourite. Yeah. Well, I kind of rated them by, like, at first I was like, who do I feel most sorry for? Because it was just a lot of bad things happening at the start, and then it kind of started to get, like, better, and I started, like, rooting for people. But I think, well, I don't want to give spoilers for anything, but, like, Luther, who was played by Tom Hopper, was one of my favourites at first. So he was, he was number one. He has super strength, and he, in the beginning, for some reason, is living on the moon. He's an astronaut for a bit. His father sent him up there on, like, an important mission, but I just kind of felt bad for him because he was, like, yeah, he was number one, so, like, you know, he was supposed to be, like, golden boy and all that shit, but in the end he's just, you know, he's been, like, living literally alone for, like, 4 years, and even before that he was left alone in this big mansion because all his siblings, like, left, and he was the only one left with his father, who just did not give a shit. I felt kind of bad for him because he literally never got to be a normal person until, like, the end of the world. So, woof, woof. Oof. I liked him a lot, but I think I probably have to say my favourite character is number 5. He doesn't have another name for some reason.
Okay.
He's just kind of a really interesting character. So, like, in the beginning, he's, like, been missing for, like, 13 years or something. His power is, like, he can jump, like, he can teleport, kind of, but he just kind of jumps through, like, space, but also he can now jump through time, but he fucked up and accidentally sent himself to the future and saw the apocalypse, but he's finally managed to get back, but he's the guy who, he's in his 13-year-old body, but he is, 58 years old or something mentally, because he's been in the future for such a long time, but, yeah, so he's, like, the actor does a really good job of being a bit of a crotchety old man, but also just a young dude. It's good. I like him. He's an interesting character. And then I just really liked the monkey. The monkey man. There's literally just a guy. He's just a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
They don't tell you why in season one. He's just there. You're just expected to be like, yeah, sure. Yeah. I guess he's a guy. His name is Pogo. But he's just like, he looks like a butler. He wears a great suit. He talks like an old man, but, like, a kindly old man. I just like him. Not for any particular reason. I just think he's cool.
Cool.
He's just a nice guy. Yeah.
No,
it's hard. It's hard to pick a favourite because they're, like, a lot changed between the start and the end. Like, I would have said Vanya was one of my favorites, but, like, she literally just snapped in the last couple of episodes, so I don't know if I could say she was my favorite. Like, I have a feeling even more's gonna change in season 2, but, like, the person who went from, like, one of the least to one of my favorites was Klaus.
Klaus?
Who is, Klaus. Klaus is a, his power is he can see dead people, basically. He's number 4, but, like, he's just, like, he's a druggie in the beginning. Like, he's addicted to drugs because that blocks his abilities, because obviously you don't want to see dead people all the time. It's fucked up. But, like, yeah, I didn't like him as much in the beginning because he just kind of was just there to steal things and try and pawn it off for drugs. But then, like, by the end of it, you understood him a lot better, and also he got sober, and he ended up being a really cool, sympathetic character. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see what happens in season two, because I've prepared some things about him in season two. And I think that's going to be interesting. So, they're my favourites. The other things that I like, set design, real pretty. Like, the inside of that mansion, gorgeous. I just constantly admiring the attention to detail and stuff in there. Just very, very cool. I like the storyline, even though it's a little cliche in some ways, but then in other ways it does defy expectations. Subvert your expectations. I would find the story interesting even if there wasn't, the time travel stuff in there too. Like, it got a little bit, Good Place-y at one point, with, there being, people in control of, certain aspects of, things and in charge of stuff, and they have to go and do stuff. It's it was interesting, but, I could have done without it at the same time. And then the finale episode, especially, the special effects are cool, I like it, but, the finale episode of season one was, whoa, holy shit, that was a lot of special effects to be doing, and I think they looked very cool. And then the last thing I liked was the OST, the music, like I always say. It was very pretty, but there wasn't a lot of it. There were about 15 tracks, I think, for the whole thing, and, four or so of them were for one character. Which is excessive, I think. Still very good, and it was done by the guy who did What Remains of Edith Finch and a bunch of other cool things. I like that guy. Things I didn't like. It was a little predictable. Like I said, if you've seen any superhero things before, you could probably guess they're all saying this person doesn't have powers, but she takes a prescription every day for something, and you're like, I wonder if it's because she has powers and they're suppressing them. So, it's a little heavy-handed sometimes. I feel like they could have been more subtle with that, but they just weren't. But it doesn't, doesn't make it a bad show. One thing I noticed, and I was a little bit when you notice something, but then you think it's just, you must be the only one who noticed, and you only notice because, I don't know, it caught your attention once, but it mustn't actually be as, prevalent as you think it is, because no one else has mentioned it. So, if you notice someone says like a lot all the time, and then all you can hear is them saying like. This show did it to me, but with their use of pop songs. There was just an excessive use of pop songs, and I thought at first, that it was just me noticing it, because, my sister didn't say anything. But they just play a lot of songs just in their, entirety by a lot of different artists. And yeah, I hadn't seen anyone notice it. But then I went and counted, I looked up a playlist of all the songs that they used, and it included the OST. So the OST had 15 tracks. Yeah. And I noticed when I was watching the show that they recycled a lot of the music, and you could notice it. I tend to notice music a lot because I didn't music stuff. I'm interested in music, so I noticed that shit. But yeah, the pop songs. In 10 episodes, they managed to use 39 pop songs. Just straight, action scenes. They just play a whole song. It wasn't even Guardians of the Galaxy. They have maybe, I don't know how many songs, but they don't play all of them. They just play a 30-second bit of them. And they have maybe 8 songs in a 2-hour movie. But this show had 39 in 10 hours. And they just play the whole thing. Okay. They just would have, no talking and just a 2.5-minute song. And then they'd have, another fight happen 10 seconds later and have a different song. Mm-hmm. And then they'd have people actually start talking, but then have music playing underneath that as well. And I was like, this is a bit much. This is feeling like a Grey's Anatomy episode. This is too many songs with lyrics. So there was way more than double the amount of pop songs than there was original songs written, original tracks written for the show, which I feel like is a bit of an imbalance. But it wasn't a bad soundtrack. It was a pretty good soundtrack.
It was just a lot.
There was just a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like some of it. They had a really cool scene right in, I think it was the first episode, where they'd kind of introduced you to everyone a little bit, and then they'd all split up in this giant mansion. But then Luther, the big guy, puts a song like on the record player, and he puts on I Think We're Alone Now, as in the like very teen girl pop, like 80s music thing. And it just kind of, you see it echoing through the like halls, and everyone kind of hears it. And then they all like individually start dancing to it, like really slowly it builds up. And then they're just all having like a full on dance party, but like separately in this house. And then they do a cool shot where they like zoom out of the house, almost like it's a, like a cutaway on a, like a doll's house, where you can see all the rooms with like the people in them. And they're all like dancing, and like that was cool. Like I can see why they wanted to use the song for that, because I mean that scene probably told you more about the characters so far than they had told you explicitly. Like that was cool, I understood that. But then some of the other scenes, I don't think they needed to do that. I think the OST could have done a better job of getting the emotion across. But yeah, I didn't have that many things I disliked about it. It's a fun series, although the tone does take a turn in the last few episodes, but like apparently that gets fixed in season 2. Like I haven't read spoilers as such, but like I've seen critics say like, yeah, they kind of sort out the tone problem a bit in season 2, which is good, because yeah, it's a little heavy. But yeah, if I had to give it a rating, which I do, because that's the point of this, I think I'd give it 8. What am I going to give it?
I forgot. I was like, what are we doing?
I need to think of a thing, you know? Shit, I can't think of a clever thing. I can't make it about the music because I already did that. I already just talked about the music because I can't say. Shit, I normally write this down before I do this because otherwise I'll just get stuck. 8 weirdly better fathers than the actual father chimpanzee men and also robot. No, you know what? Actually, I just thought of one. 8 real life like women employed as a nanny at a rich man's estate, only to be murdered by one of the children. Out of 10.
Wow.
Because she murdered a lot of nannies. Classic.
Classic.
Classic. Like I didn't think of getting a robot to do the job until like. You know, like at least 3 people have been killed. Fuck. Anyway, wow. Yeah. Pretty good series. I look forward to season 2.
What did you expect in particular out of season 2? I'd like to see.
Ooh, I'd like to. I'd like to see some characters kind of get the development that they missed out on in the earlier one. Like, they tried to split the focus, but splitting the focus between 7 people is quite hard. So a couple of them got more of the limelight than others. I'd just like to see more of the family dynamic because they spent a lot of time apart. And it'd be interesting to see how everyone reacts to each other now that the situation's so dire and stuff. So I'm interested to see what the fuck is going to happen when a certain person is no longer unconscious and is just surrounded by their family again and is like, what the fuck, guys? Why have you done this to me? Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
That's that.
Cool. It's a very popular series.
It's true. It's like one of the top 3 or something. Most watched Netflix.
Most watched. Because I remember seeing it on the list of like the top 10. Because like Strange Things. Are you just secretly going through the list?
No, I'm not. But like, I don't know. It just tends to be things people have like, you know, recommended to me tend to be popular. All that kind of shit.
Oh, we talked about The Witcher. That was real big.
True.
Oh, I talked about The Irishman. That was real big. I'm just going to read out this list now. That's good content. People love lists. People love it when you just read out lists. I was going to talk about another Batman comic. Because I read... I read the Batman Long Halloween, and then I looked up on like the Wikipedia page. It's in the same universe as... Well, same continuity. How do you even say that? Is that right? Continuity? No. Continuity, that's it, yeah. It's like in the same one as the Frank Miller Year One. It turns out I had that. I didn't even know I had it. I haven't read it, so I read it, and then, yeah. But I'm not going to talk about that. I thought it was alright. it was something. It was a graphic novel. Fact. Mm-hmm. Slap. Fact. But instead, I'm going to talk about a Korean drama called Stranger. I'm going to talk about the first season. After I heard about Laura talk about the first, she's going to talk about the first season of Umbrella Academy. I thought I'd just do the first season of Stranger. Because recently, because there's something quite unusual that might be unusual to us. Because in Korean TV, there's hardly any series that are like more than one season. They always just make it into one season. But like the unique thing about The Stranger, it's just Stranger. Not to be confused with the Netflix show The Stranger with the Fot himself.
Oh my god.
Richard Armitage. The people who developed it, they were like, oh yeah, we're gonna try and make it into like an ongoing series, which is quite unique for Korean dramas. So like, you know, the last one I talked about, Crash Landing on You, that's his own thing. They never plan to do any more, and I don't think they'll do any more. They might do because it was like insanely popular. It's like the most popular. I think it's the second like most popular Korean TV show ever produced.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one's unique in the fact that like this first season, they want to do more of it. But yeah, I watched the first episode a really long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I think I tried to watch my family and I don't think they were very particularly bothered. So, and then I was like, I've got other stuff to watch. I'll put it on the back burner. And then like, I saw that second season was coming out. I was like, oh, that looks kind of interesting. I'll watch it. I'm glad I watched it because it's a pretty good series. It's 16 episodes. They're all an hour each. And this is the thing I just want to say. I just don't get how this is possible. Because the budget of, like, crude shows, like, they are like, in a, like, one of the most expensive ones they've made. It's, like, $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so many shows in, like, the US, it's, like, it's not uncommon for them to, like, have such a budget. But, like, these Korean shows are able to, like, make 16 hours worth of content. Or at least, I mean, they're really long, these episodes. And, like, for such a small budget, I don't know how they do it, but apparently they do it.
Christ.
But yeah, the first season, what's the premise? The premise is, there's a prosecutor, C-Mock. The thing that makes him unique is that, like, he had this pain when he was younger. Which is a bit of a weird concept, but it works. It makes him, like, an interesting character. I love the word interest. It's our favourite word. What's this become? Interesting. he can't, like, his emotions are very dulled because he had like this extreme pain when he was younger, and like he had like part of his brain, that part of the, I can't remember which region it was, but like what's apparently is associated with like your emotions. So he's like, he's very like calm and collected all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think I don't know how, I mean, it's probably, it might be true to a certain extent, but I don't run it now. But like, apparently, it is apparently true. I've looked at like the highlighting thing, like if it's hyperactive, this part of the brain, it gives you like this pain. So like, he got a bit of it removed when he was younger, and he's become a prosecutor, and he's kind of like, he's like a lawful good dude. It's like, he just, you know, he's like, the system's pretty corrupt, and he's like, I'm just going to get stuff done, you know. I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, I'll do you a couple of favours. And the secondary, like the second main character is a female detective, and she's pretty cool, but she's like kind of like almost kind of opposite to him. She's like quite quirky compared to him, where he's like, he can be pretty rude, but he doesn't realise it. But the whole premise is that the first episode, it just like really just throws you in, this like into the pool with him. He's going to meet someone, and he finds that they're dead, and he goes after this person, and it's all about this murder mystery, but it's also like there's a couple of storylines like about. Like corruption within the entire like prosecution service and in the police, that's also like connected to like corrupt business people that are connected to like his boss, and it's about like him trying to catch, because he said he's going to catch the killer within like 2 months, and like, and he's trying to sort out using this opportunity to try and sort out all this corruption. And it's kind of like you have to pay attention a lot, because obviously they're not Korean speaking. Well, it's not obvious, because I mean, I don't think maybe I've said on the podcast before, I'm not Korean speaking. I don't speak Korean. But like, you have to like, you know, you have to pay attention very much to the subtitles, because you know, like, it is a detective show, so like the details are all what they say. So I have to, I think it took me a little bit to get over, or like keep up with like what's going on. Sometimes I'd have to like, let me read that again, because I didn't get any of that. But it's actually very well put together. It's really well shot. It's really well directed. It's got some pretty good writing. It's a good mystery. And it had some emotionally powerful moments. And especially like the last couple of episodes, I was emotionally invested in it. And I was like,
hell yeah.
I was like, these are pretty cool characters. I don't necessarily have... I don't know if they necessarily have like... I don't know if they do necessarily have a story arc. There's some sort of changes that they go through, but like... Because they're kind of like... It's like... They are like... They know what's right and... Well, like, they know what like they shouldn't be doing, like what all these corrupt people are doing. And it's like they're like... They're like... They don't want to do it. They want to like change the system. So it's almost like... They're not the change of things. They're the things that like are solid in the series, and like it's causing the change from the other people in the series almost. And it was because I don't really try to figure out who it is in the, like when I watch things like this. I know, Lauren, you're kind of like, I want to try and figure out it, who the like thing is. I kind of just like don't turn on my brain. I glide along.
Yeah.
It's like I'm on cruise control, because cruise control turns corners, right?
Yeah. I genuinely used to think that when I was younger. I thought it was like autopilot. Nah.
I do think it gives. I don't pay attention enough, but I do think it gives enough clues if you wanted to figure out who the killer is, and like it does set up. Who like the kind of mastermind of it is in total quite well, and the person who did that gave like a, because the people that like are technically like the bad guys, and like, well, not all the bad guys, sometimes you're just like, you're a fucking douchebag, and there's some like, it's like a snaky bastard, he like, it's like he just wants to get out of every situation, and he's like I think at one point he's like, I'm willing to roll in the shit if I can get, because he's just so willing to like, I don't know, it's like do anything to survive. Well, not survive. I mean, he's like such a sneaky snake of a prosecutor. But he kind of makes like a, he kind of gets like a kind of, well, not exactly, but like he's not like. It's pretty a massive knob at the beginning, but like it's not as big as a knob. It's still a knob, but not as big as a knob at the end of the season. I think there's some like the bad guys that gave like, yeah, there's like in the last, I think it's the last, because I think they like don't catch the, or we're trying to say they don't catch the killer in like episode 16, which we'd expect them to do. They catch him like, I think they catch him in like the end of 14. So they got 15 and 16, and I'm like, what's going to happen? And it still gets some momentum. And, like, you get to see their perspective. I mean, they're, like, they're wrong because they're killers, but, like, it's, like, not their motivations are necessarily wrong, and you can feel compassion for them. And there's some, like, impactful and emotional moments that I was hoping that, you know, if I just kept on the ride of, like, a series like this, that it would do it, and it did. And, like, it was... they got some high points and they got some low points. Well, not like low points, in like dramatic low points, you know.
Yeah.
And there's kind of like a subtlety with like some dramatic points as well, which is quite well done. And it's very grounded in ways, and I like that. But yeah, I think it's good. I think some really good performances. And the music's pretty like, it's basically like John Williams with Star Wars. he's just like, and like just having like a normal conversation.
Classic.
But like, if you might be like, oh, maybe we should get rid of them. It's like,
oh yeah, God, put the drama in there.
Yeah, and like, it's good. I don't know if I'd necessarily, if like someone wants to check out a Korean drama, I don't know if I'd say go into this, because maybe if like, especially if you're not used to watching an hour of it, a long thing, if with like subtitles, I'd probably recommend like Crash Landing on You, because it's a very good series and like there's really good character arc in that, and it's like it's just dramatically well done, put together, and it's got a really good production. And like really talented people working with it, and there's like really talented people working with this. The actors, I think they all do a great job. I don't think there's anyone like I thought like pretty wank, because like even the guy who's a snake, he's kind of like classically like obviously like just trying to get out like bullshit his way out of everything, but like it works. It works really well. It's like I don't know. It's just it's like you're such a knob at points, and you're like you kind of glaze, like he kind of makes like a turn at some points. But yeah, it's I think it's very well like received like internationally and domestically in Korea. I've begun the second season, and I definitely want to see where it goes. Yeah, definitely say watch if you want to watch a Korean drama, watch like Crash Landing on You. For a beginning one, because it's just it's a great series, and then like and this is it's a very good detective show, and it makes me want to like read like I don't know a mystery book, so I might do that as well at one point.
Nice.
I don't think I've watched that many mystery things, but yeah, they're pretty good. I kind of just I thought you know, I'm very much just like turn on cruise control, I'll see what happens. I'm not gonna try and guess. Do you find that you always, is it always you want to just like, do you like the idea of trying to figure out who it is?
I do like the idea of trying to figure things out, just because, I mentioned before, like I like to watch video essays where they literally analyse like all the things, so then sometimes I'll be watching something and I'll see something that'll stand out to me and I'll be like, does that mean anything? Is that a clue? Is this like, you know, does this actually have anything to do with it, or is it just they made a choice to do this thing? So like I do like to kind of get deep. I didn't really like doing it when I had to do it at school, but I kind of like just, you know, it's interesting sometimes
definitely.
To think about what's deliberate and what isn't, and piece things together.
But yeah, it's good. It's interesting because they're not necessarily, it's like it's not necessarily, sometimes it shows the audience a certain cue. Like, not clue, but then it shows, like, how the characters logically, like, get to that logically. But, you know, and it's like, it works, even though that's, you might think it might not, but it's good.
Nice.
Also, I'll just mention, like, in terms of, like, product placement, because I said in, like, Crash Landed on You, it's just riddled with product placement.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I guess that's how they do it, because, like, there's, like, shots of, like, extended shots of them like driving in these fancy cars and like
I always notice the car ones and like just a lot of British shows.
Oh, I don't think it's the worst product placement I see though. I saw this like I think there's an like Survivor. They literally like just completely stop everything and like this guy gets like an app up and then like he opens the car with the app and like they show that like, they showed like entire shot of like
Oh my god.
I hate this. But yeah, and like Crash Landing on You, they went to Subway several times and like the stuff had like massive Subway. I don't know, Subway must sponsor a lot of Korean dramas. Fucking love Subway. Subway's so good. And like there's fried chicken stuff. But like this one I don't think there's as much. I think there's a little bit. But like I only noticed like a couple of times. I think it was just like a navigation system was like thingy.
Yeah.
Maybe phones or something, but like it's not maybe even Windows did, because like they use Windows like computers, but maybe I don't know. But this is definitely a lot less product placement, and I mean I don't think it necessarily makes a series worse. It's got a lot of like product placement, but like it's not like when it's like to an extent like when I said designated
and it kind of breaks your immersion because you're like, oh, I saw how weirdly you put down that can of Pepsi and turned it so that the logo is facing the camera, like
But like, I mean, the worst example I've seen is like designated survivor, where like they just completely halted everything to show this fucking car thing. I was like, I hate this is terrible. But yeah, it's pretty good. I'd recommend it if you want to try it. Maybe your second Korean drama. I won't say don't do this for your first, but it's good. It's really well polished, really well made, and interesting characters. And like it kind of worked. I thought it was like a bit like this kind of concept to like, it's a bit weird that it like it's got this like dulled emotions, but it works. He goes through certain things and you're like, because he's like made these personal connections and he's like, how's he going to react to these certain situations? And it works really well because you're interested to see how he reacts and like how he copes with it. Yeah. Well, I'll give it.
This is the last part.
Should say, oh yeah, oh my god, that's it. 9 out of 10 instant lattes, because that's the only product placement that I thought was a bit like fucking hell.
Fuck's sake.
I realized like this is one bit where like this guy's in an office and like the main guy's in an office like looking for someone's office, and like the girl that's helping him, someone got like his assistant of the guy's office, like is about to come in. He's like, oh. I've been looking for this document. Oh, you know, you've helped me out. Make you a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's like, oh, I usually just get it from the machine. It's like, nah, this one's really good. It's better than machines.
God.
And then he drinks it. It's like, oh, this is better than from a coffee shop.
Fucking hell. That is bad.
I did actually. I mean, it's actually quite good. But, like, in terms of product placement.
Yeah.
But like, fucking hell, though. Did you have him like 4 times in the series? Anyhow. That was season 1 reviews of TV shows.
Oh, yes.
Accidentally
gave a theme to this.
And that was just animated TV shows. Yeah, this has been... What has this become? If you like the pod, check out our Twitter, What Has This Become One. Rate us. If you really like the pod, if you're our best friends, you could buy us a coffee on Ko-fi.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, if you buy us a coffee on Ko-fi, we don't become your best friends, but we very much appreciate it.
We could. Good time. You know where to find us.
Check out Magpie Die. It's called Dice Store.
It's got a real cool unrelated dice store.
Unrelated dice, yeah. Maybe we should do like really subtle port product placement with Magpie Die.
Just we'll do an ASMR episode, and then you'll just shake dice near the microphone, and I'll be like, "Wow, what are those? They sound really..." No, I'll be like, "Wow, what are those? They sound really nice." And you'll be like, "Yeah, they're my dice from Magpie Die."
Yeah. I'll be like.
Sorry, that was really cursed.
There'll be like a silence, and I'll just be like, oh, what's that noise? Oh, sorry, I just tipped over my dice from my dice shaker. But, you know, oh, is your dice shaker cool? Yes, it's very cool. It's from magpiedire.com.
Subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the way we like it.
Yeah. But yeah, check out the Dwayne Twain as well. It's a bit like, I mean, it's pretty much the same kind of format. We did Revenge of the Sith discussion, where we talk about every Dwayne Johnson film in chronological order.
It's a delight.
Yeah, we've been like, we just went through like a really bad trough of films. Mm. I think we're on like a kind of a bit of an up at the moment.
Once you've hit rock bottom, the only way to go is up. So yeah, I should hope so.
Yeah, I did also see one of the worst films that I've ever seen in my life. Watching the Dwayne Twain, but I've seen some okay films as well. Anyhow, this has been What Has This Become. Thanks for listening. Check us in a fortnight. Goodbye.
Bye.